All right, he is back, and I am really happy about this. One of my favorite comedians, actors, and I think one of the most underrated actors of our generation, Eddie Murphy, back with the new movie on Netflix that we watched over the weekend, Dolomite Is My Name. Have you guys heard about this?
Heard about it?
No.
I haven't seen it.
You've got to see it.
Oh, yeah. Donnie was telling me about this.
You got to see it because Eddie Murphy is brilliant. I'm not going to give a lot of details or spoilers, but it's a true story about Rudy Ray Moore, who Eddie Murphy plays. And Rudy Ray Moore, back in the 70s, was a stand-up comedian, but his career wasn't going very well. And so he got some ideas from homeless people that used to hang out in his record store. And he got this idea for a character, a crime-fighting comedy character named Dolomite, who kind of did the dozens, who fought crime with his karate, and he parlayed that into starring roles in the blaxploitation films of the 70s. And Eddie Murphy plays Rudy Ray Moore, who is also credited by a lot of rap artists as being the first rap guy.
Really?
Because of how he did his stand-up and how he did his lines in these movies. And there's a rhythm and a rhyme to it. And you'll get it once you see this film. Eddie is absolutely brilliant. And also brilliant in this movie is Wesley Snipes, who's also kind of been off the radar. He plays Derville Martin, who starred in and directed a lot of the blaxploitation films back in the 70s. And Wesley Snipes is crazy good in this film. So it's on Netflix right now. I highly recommend it. Gets 97% approval on Rotten Tomatoes. And just to see Eddie Murphy again, it made me realize how great he is.
Yeah, he's incredibly talented.
One critic wrote about Dolomite Is My Name, "Murphy is deserving of an Oscar he almost surely will not get." He's gotten a lot of Oscar buzz for Dolomite Is My Name, but he's not going to win. He may win Golden Globes or something like that, but it took me back to 1997, and I remember saying on this show 20-plus years ago, after I saw Nutty Professor, Eddie Murphy should win the Oscar for Best Actor, hands down.
For the table scene alone?
It shouldn't even be close, because he not only played Buddy Love, Professor Sherman Klump, but he also played Papa Cletus Klump. He played Mary Anna Klump.
Come on, Cletus.
He played Grandma Ida Mae Jensen. He played Ernie Klump Sr. and Lance Perkins, a parody of Richard Simmons. He played all of those, and he was brilliant.
Yes, and he did a lot of fat shaming in his Buddy Love character.
He was so great in those movies, and you know what? He wasn't even nominated for an Oscar.
Well, that's an outrage.
And I think that's because they've never really respected the comedy genre.
No.
They've got to nominate actors only in serious roles, and they've loosened a little bit over the years, which is why, and now that they nominate 9 people or 10 instead of 5, maybe he'll get a nomination for Dolomite. But back in the day, the Academy was so high and mighty about awarding anything to a comedy. You know, a comedy is never going to get Best Picture. And certainly a comedic actor would never get Best Actor. But if you just watch, yes, that dinner table scene, he is beyond brilliant.
Just trying to talk over everyone and so embarrassed of his family. Yeah, flatulence was probably too big a player for it to be nominated.
Mm-hmm. So Eddie Murphy was also recently interviewed by Jerry Seinfeld on another Netflix program, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And Seinfeld normally does 20 minutes with his guest. He did 40 minutes with Eddie. And I've wondered a lot over the past 10 years, what is Eddie Murphy doing with his day? Because I miss Eddie, and he's basically gone into hiding these last 10 years. And Jerry asked him,
"What do you do first thing in the morning?"
I eat some prunes and raisin bran.
Prunes and raisin bran. Well, I know what the rest of your day is like.
I'm lazy. I'd like more than anything, I'd like to be doing nothing,
with my family and my kids.
Oh, can you sit still now?
Absolutely.
Really?
That's what I do mostly.
Really?
That's what I do mostly. Doing nothing is my favorite dish. And I mean really nothing, like don't watch the news and don't know what's going on. And
right.
Totally like disconnect.
He is a man after my own heart. Because I've told you guys I've been thinking about retirement since I was 8 years old.
Eight?
And everybody always asks me, what are you going to do in retirement? And I always say, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit around like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And he can do that because he's got a celebrity net worth of $120 million, and he doesn't have to work. But after 10 years of kind of being in the doldrums, he's back now, and I guess he's decided he wants to work again, and he's still brilliant. And Seinfeld also asked him in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee about how it all started for him.
You must have been making people laugh when you were a kid.
You know, the first time I heard a group of people laughing, I might have been like 8 or 9. We were on the bus coming from a McCarran pool in Brooklyn. And everybody that got off the bus, I was kind of like doing like what they sound like, you know, and where they were going. And everybody on the bus was kind of laughing. And they realized each time they got off the bus, I was going to be doing it about them. And it was kind of like, I realized the whole bus was laughing. That's the first time it was a group.
Right.
And when I got off the bus, they clapped.
Right. That's a big thing when you're a kid.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a really cool story. So you can see where it sparked. He's like, wow, I can make these kids laugh. And I got an ovation.
And he got famous when he was a kid. I think he was 19 when he started on Saturday Night Live.
Man.
He's still like the youngest guy.
And didn't he stand out?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like on that cast, he was easily the best. And there were some other really talented people at that time, but he was easily a standout.
Who else was
good? Wasn't Billy Crystal on at that time?
Did they overlap? I know Piscopo overlapped with him because they did a lot of bits together.
He's all right.
Story! Football!
So Eddie Murphy is going to host Saturday Night Live December 21st, 35 years since the last time he was the guest host. And he stayed away from SNL for a long time, and back in the aughts and the early teens when his career wasn't going all that well and he kind of went into hiding, they made a lot of jokes about him on SNL. And David Spade one time held up a picture of Eddie Murphy and said, hey kids, this is a picture of a falling star. He was like doing it, whatever.
God.
And that really pissed off Eddie, and he held it against SNL for a long time. But now I guess they've buried the hatchet, and he's going to host for the first time in 35 years coming up in December.
I wonder if when David Spade was doing it, if he didn't have a lot of energy when he was talking.
David Spade is funny.
Is he?
Yes.
Isn't that something really annoying about David Spade?
Oh, yeah, he's annoying, but I think he's funny, too.
Joe Dirt funny.
Yes, absolutely.
What is David Spade doing these days? Not comedians in cars getting coffee.
No, not yet.
You're going to love it, though. You need to watch Dolomite Is My Name. And he'll, just like he did in The Nutty Professor and pretty much everything else he's done, he's going to jump off the screen at you, and you'll love Wesley Snipes, too. But you're going to realize what a great actor Eddie Murphy is. And I hope he at least gets an Oscar nomination, because he didn't even get that for Nutty Professor.
Should have got one for playing Jif.
Yes, in Bowfinger.
Bowfinger.
Overrated.
He was great in that.
He was so funny in that. Trying to cross the highway, that may have been another Academy-worthy
so
scene.
Uncomfortable. That whole scene's uncomfortable.
And he doesn't do stand-up anymore, and he told Seinfeld that that is the only regret of his life, that he stopped doing stand-up and he let the stand-up muscle atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wished he'd kept going and stayed sharp on that, and that's his only regret.
See, I'm always amazed by those guys who find such huge stardom and they still go back and do their stand-up.
Well, like Jay Leno?
Like Jay Leno, yeah, still doing it all those years. Slight reduction.
Although a lot of Eddie's stuff in his stand-up does not pass the cultural test anymore.
No.
He could rework it, I bet.
They even talk a little bit about that, he and Seinfeld, about what flies today.
Mm-hmm.
And Seinfeld bounces a couple of jokes off him, and they debate it. It's good. It's a good watch. Everything that Eddie's doing here lately, from Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee to Dolomite Is My Name is a really good watch.
All right, I'll put it on the list.
Yeah, got to have that on the list.